Hey everybody, Aaron Zamzo here with the FRF Podcast. Today we're going to talk about why the old attitude about I can still do the job, why that's actually hurting you and maybe even killing you as a firefighter, EMT, and or paramedic. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast with Aaron Zamzo, talking all things health and fitness for the first responder community.
What's going on, everybody? Aaron Zamzo here with the FRF Podcast. Did a little retro intro there. Today we're going to talk about why you're actually fooling yourself with the old attitude about, hey, I can still do the job. And it's late at night, and you probably hear some of the echo and probably the strain in my voice, but I was pretty charged up today. I was in a lot of meetings and talking with some of the best and most knowledgeable people in the fire service when it comes to health and wellness and fitness. I've had some great conversations with Dr. Kyle Ebersol, who is doing a lot of research behind the scenes with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. And one of the great conversations we had, and one of the things that their data is pointing at, and he said something to me that I think I need to tell everybody. I think we all need to start thinking about this a little bit differently. And he said, and I agree 100%, we all find a way to do the job, whether we're in shape or not, in most cases. And let me give you an example. If you're listening to this and you're a couple pounds overweight and you haven't been consistent with your fitness, and you all of a sudden are, the tones go off and you got to respond to a second story apartment fire where somebody's hanging on the balcony and you got to get charge hose line up those stairs and you got to get that fire out, you got to get a ladder to that balcony, we're all going to find a way to do the job. And in most cases, that's what happens. Now, what we don't think about is what toll that response takes on our bodies because we're not in shape. So let's dive into that a little bit more. We're going to talk about that. And I really want to hit the whole back to the old, hey, I can still do the job, because I've been in these conversations and I've had conversations with a lot of firefighters all over the country. And I've even told myself this sometimes where I've let my fitness get away from me. I've gained probably 10 or 15 pounds and I'm not, where I want to be. That happened to me over COVID and it happened to a lot of us. So, you're not alone with this. But going back to, hey, I can still do the job, I've had chiefs say, look, there's a member, they're 100 pounds overweight or they're 50 pounds overweight. And, we wanted to do fitness testing and one of the fitness tests is running a mile and a half. And that particular individual goes, chief, what does running a mile and a half have to do with me being able to do the job? And in most cases, they're right. And I've talked about this in some of the other podcasts I've had. Being able to do 20 pushups transfer to me being able to carry, hose line? I could still carry that hose line. I might not be able to do pull-ups and push-ups or run a mile and a half, but I can still do the job. And to this, I would probably say, yeah, you still can. Maybe you're a little bit slower than what you used to be, but the effect it has on your body versus somebody who is in shape is drastically different. And that's what Dr. Ebersol is finding out. They talk about metabolic equivalence and heart rate variability. And these are things you're like, whoa, Zam, you're getting way too scientific. I thought you were a truck guy. Got to stick to the basics. So let me give you an example. So I'm 48 years old, closer to 49. And let's take two individuals. We'll take one that's 30 pounds overweight and myself, who I'm actually right now, I'm at a good weight. I've been working out consistently. And we have a house fire where we're both on the knob. And we go in, we put the house fire out. We actually got to drag, some things around, do some overhaul. We're on air. My bottle probably lasts a little bit longer than the other individuals. But both of us are able to do the job. We go back to the station. We both take our showers. We do our decon and then try to settle down and try to get a little bit of sleep for the rest of the shift. Now, what happens though, my body recovers faster. My heart rate comes back down. My blood pressure comes back to a normal state. My muscles maybe don't spasm. Whereas an individual that's deconditioned, their heart rate is still up. Their heart rate is the variability, which is, the amount of distance between your beats. is in a kind of a rhythm that's more stressful on the body. Blood pressure is probably up. So when all of a sudden, if we have another call, abruptly awaken from a little bit of a sleep, you know, that's even more stress. And what happens is that accumulates over time because you're not in shape. The better fit you are, the more fit you are, the better you recover, the less metabolic equivalent or a metabolic energy you extend, and the faster you recover. So for instance, you know, let's say hauling 2.5-inch hose line up two stories on air, the amount of energy that I exert before, during, and after versus my alter ego that eats ice cream every night, drinks tequila constantly, and doesn't work out, well, they're not going to be as efficient. So even after the call, my body is still going to be stressed. And look at it. Think about that for a second, right? When do most of the heart attacks and strokes happen? Typically when the person goes back to the firehouse or when they go back to their home. Or in some cases, that anticipation, the body isn't even ready for that anticipatory response and that adrenaline boost. You know, we see that in Wisconsin and hunting season. We see that around the country where deconditioned individuals, they get that chance to go get that deer or that you know, that kill, and their heart rate kind of just kills them because they're not ready for it. And I think that same thing needs to be thought about, especially if you're the individual right now, you're like, who's this jackass saying? I can still do the job. I know you can do the job. We've done research on it. We know firefighter A and firefighter B are going to do the job. Now, we do have research that says firefighter A is going to be a little more efficient at it, right? Maybe a little bit faster. But over the long haul, or over even the, you know, a couple days after that call or after that strenuous activity, firefighter A, who's in shape, is ready to go back, is ready to do it again. Firefighter B may not be. But here's the problem. We both have the shift coming the next day, or we have a call coming later that night. And what happens is that stress begins to accumulate, and that leads to injury in a lot of cases. And in some, it leads to death. Now, let's even add on top of that, then, poor nutrition, which also adds to stress, adds to cortisol levels, adding up in the body. And that's why it's kind of a vicious circle, because then I know what happens is we just keep kidding ourselves and saying, well, I can do the job. I can do the job. Yeah, you can. But at what cost are you being able to just do the job? And sometimes I think that mindset of, yeah, I can still do the job, is what actually stops us from actually making progress, because deep down inside, maybe we're a little scared that we can't. And the chances of us being called out on that are really slim to none, because we don't get as many fires. If we do, all of a sudden, oh, my SCBA didn't work, or you choose something or resonate to a task that's not as stressful. You know, so as I sit here and ponder this and talk about this late at night, if you're one of those individuals that says, hey, I'm not in the best shape, but I can still do the job, you're right. Again, I'll say it for the fourth time. But please consider this. You can do the job this time, but what about the cumulative effect? And again, we also do what? We try to minimize our risks on that fire ground. And by working out consistently, you're minimizing your risks. You're not putting your crew into added jeopardy. Now, stuff does happen. I can't swear on this podcast, sorry. Stuff does happen. And because of that, you know, sometimes, you know, fit people get hurt on the fire ground, right? But you want to do everything you can. You want to minimize the stress, because that way you recover faster. You're a better responder, both physically and mentally. So I hope I hit that point, right? Yes, you can do the job, but the stress that it puts on your body because you're not in shape is a lot more drastic than somebody that is. And we talk about recovery. Someone who's in better shape recovers better, faster, both mentally and physically. We got data that's coming out that shows that. And I tell you what, if you don't believe me, challenge me. Okay? Challenge me. The next 30 days, focus on your health and fitness. And what that means is this: if you have been able to do the job, but deep down inside know you need to make some changes, here's where you begin. Start to move. Work out, right? Now, it doesn't have to be too drastic of a workout, but let's just say if you're not currently working out, you got to start. 30 minutes, three times a week, work on mobility, which is going to help alleviate a lot of joint stress and also help with blood flow. And if you move better, you feel better, right? You got fluid in them joints, you're feeling better, you're going to perform better. So work out three times a week, make sure that you include mobility in that. And then if it's just some light cardiovascular just to start, that's fine. Next month, 12 workouts, mobility, core, eventually get into strength, but 30 minutes, that's it. You can do more, but start there. Next thing, hydrate every single day. Try to aim for half your body weight in ounces. Why? Because a better hydrated first responder can actually perform better, can actually think better. And that actually being dehydrated adds stress on your heart and on your brain because your blood is thicker. Heart has to pump it harder to circulate that blood because the blood is a little more viscous. So three times a week working out, hydrate, aim for half your body weight in ounces. Sounds like a lot, but if you get close, you're still doing better. Third thing, start to eat a balanced diet. What does that mean? Every single meal, have a protein, have a good carbohydrate with fiber, have some healthy fats. 3-4 meals a day. I'm not saying about don't eat this, do eat that, but start to educate yourself. In my recommendation, actually write down everything you eat. Try to figure out some calories. How many calories are you getting? Not every single day, but try to do it for a couple and use it as an educational tool. Eat a balanced diet. The next part, there's only two left. This is number four. Plan. Plan ahead to get your workouts in. Plan ahead to drink your water. Plan ahead to eat a balanced diet. Plan. Personally, I have every 4 weeks, I change my workouts up. Every Sunday, I look at what my week is going to be, shifts, stresses, you know, events, travel, everything, and I put it together. This is when I'm going to do this workout. This is when I'm going to do this, you know, cheat meal. Or this is what I got to make sure I have some food in my cooler when I go to the station because I may not be able to get to the store. You know, so you plan ahead. You know, I go into shift. I work a 48-hour shift. So I'm doing two particular workouts those days. Now, if I don't get them in, I'm going to make them up as one combined one on my day off. So just every week, every 4 weeks, change it up. FRF programs, if you're looking for one, we got some for you. I even have one for free. You can reach out to me anytime. And lastly, number five is you repeat this whole process. You move three times a week. You hydrate every day. You eat a balanced diet. You plan and you just stay consistent with it. What that is going to do is help you do the job better, which we know you can already do. It's going to help you recover from it. It's going to help you do the next one better. It's going to the next call better. It's also going to help you mentally. You will be a better first responder, a better parent, a better person. You're going to be able to serve your community and your crew and your family a lot better. So when it comes down to doing the job, you're right. I know you can do it. But at what toll does that take? Think about that. Think about taking some changes, making some changes to get more fit. Again, my challenge to you is 30 days. Move more. Hydrate. Eat a balanced diet. Plan and repeat. All right. Thanks for listening. You know, this is kind of a rant, but the whole focus of this is stop fooling yourself. And stop saying you can do the job because we know you can. But if you're 50 pounds overweight or 100 pounds overweight, or you're 20 pounds overweight, haven't been doing consistent fitness, eating like crap, what toll is that one call going to have on you? And or a cumulative effect of not sleeping, you know, stressing out your body because you're not eating right and because you're not taking time to take care of yourself physically. So my challenge to you is do that. Start making changes and be the example. I know you got it in you. The FRF Nation is all about that. If you reach out to me, I got a program for you. I can get you started. You can use the FRF app. You can get some coaching from me. So please reach out. I'll try to leave a link in the overview of this particular podcast. But lastly, please reach out. Please take care of each other. Please take care of yourself. Stay fit for duty and let me know how I can help you and your crew.
Thanks for listening to the Fire Rescue Athlete Podcast with Aaron Zamzow. Please link and share if you'd like more.